Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, beaches in Miami and Fort Lauderdale will be closed for the 4th of July holiday weekend. Florida is among at least a dozen states that are pausing or rolling back their plans to reopen businesses and public places as coronavirus case counts hit record highs in much of the country. And yesterday, deaths from COVID-19 topped 500,000 worldwide. Let's bring in Caitlin Rivers. She's an epidemiologist at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Caitlin, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And at least 31 states now reporting a rise in cases. This is not going in the right direction. What are you seeing in this data?
There are a number of states, particularly in the South and West, that are experiencing a resurgence. And so these are states that largely were not hit hard early in the outbreak. They had a little bit more of a quiet experience. But in the last couple of weeks, things have really started to pick up, which is concerning.
What do you think is causing it?
Well, I think some of it had to do with reopening. I think that as we moved from staying home to slow the spread to reintroducing activities in the community, I think those are new infection risks. And I think we're still learning a lot about what those risks are and what settings are at higher risk. But it does seem, given the timeline, that reopening probably played a role.
The Vice President Mike Pence did something of an about-face on the issue of wearing masks this weekend in Dallas. Of course, Texas is one of those states that is very hard hit right now. Here he is speaking over the weekend.
Wash your hands, avoid touching your face, and wear a mask wherever it's indicated or wherever you're not able to practice the kind of social distancing that would prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
How important is it that finally somebody at the top levels of the administration is saying wear a mask?
I do think it's really helpful. I think right now there's so much opportunity for public health officials and our leaders to really communicate to the public what they should be doing to keep themselves and their families safe. And I do think wearing a face covering while spending time in the community is one of those really important interventions. So I'm glad to hear that it's getting more prominence in our public discussions.
But with infections this widespread in places like Florida, Texas, and Arizona, is wearing a mask in public enough to make a big difference?
I don't think it would be enough to turn the corner without any other supplemental interventions, but I think of it as a layering strategy. Many places have moved to close bars, which I think is helpful. There's also communications in places that are hard hit that people should be spending more time at home than they may have previously. And so I think adding together those different interventions will cumulatively help to turn the corner.
Should those states shut down in the way many states shut down in March?
I think that high-risk activities, bars that I just mentioned, I think is one of them. It would be good to walk back on those while we figure out how we are going to manage transmission and resurgence in these areas. I don't think we're headed toward a complete shutdown, but I would not be surprised if these high-risk activities do go back on pause.
So as the number of cases go up, we haven't really seen the same number of deaths spike in the same way. Now, we know deaths are a lagging indicator. So do you think that's just a matter of time until we start to see the death rate go up?
Well, I am certainly hopeful that we will continue to see a decline in the number of deaths, but it does seem like with a increase in the number of cases, some of that will be reflected in the death data, unfortunately. But we also are seeing that many of the new cases, particularly in Florida and Arizona, are in young people, and young people are at lower risk of severe illness than older adults. And so there is some reason to hope that we will continue to see lower rates of hospitalization and death. But of course, it's not just young people. We are all bridges to people who are more vulnerable. So we should not mistake those current patterns as being kind of a fixed trend. There's going to be risk for everyone.
This is sort of remarkable. There are only two states right now that are seeing a decline in cases. That is Rhode Island and Connecticut. What does that tell you? Because it seems like states that had got this under control, like Massachusetts and New York, are no longer in that category. What does that tell you?
It is true that not many states are properly declining, but there are a number of additional states that got to a fairly low number of new cases and have been able to maintain that. And I think that's an important lesson, that it is possible to reopen to some extent and to incorporate more community activities without seeing a resurgence. And so I think we should take that as inspiration, that for places that are in a bit more of a tough place, it will be possible to turn things around and to kind of hold tight until we get a vaccine.
And yet the 4th of July holiday is coming up at the end of this week. There will be some beaches in Florida that are going to be closed to try to slow down infections. What's your message to Americans who are considering what to do this coming weekend?
The virus is very much still with us, and we all need to still be taking precautions to prevent transmission. I would recommend limiting time spent with other people, but if you do have get-togethers, I would prefer that those happen outside and that attendees wear masks. And of course, there's always opportunities for hand hygiene and social distancing, those 6 feet.
Hmm. Caitlin Rivers is an epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.